Welcome to the Boomer Woman's Podcast. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles. That's called a pregnant pause. There'll be a few of those today. Have you noticed that things are feeling different these days? Nothing dramatic, not overnight, but there's that unsettled feeling, just enough that we're noticing it. There's the money thing, that's unsettled. There's the time thing, that's unsettled. How we're thinking about what's next, that's unsettled. And the old answers don't seem to fit quite the same way anymore. That's the most unsettled part. Now, I've just used the word unsettled several times there, and it fits. Not calm, not resolved, not quite decided yet. And today I want to talk about that. Are you ready to listen to my conversation with? Actually, today's conversation is just you and me. Welcome to today. Thank you for joining me. I've been noticing something lately in conversations, in emails, even in my own thinking. There's this quiet sense that things are shifting. It's not about us getting older. We've been doing that for a while. But the world around us is changing too. And it's happening just fast enough that it's a little hard to feel like our feet are firmly planted. Thing is, it's not one big dramatic thing. It's a bunch of stuff all happening at once. The world feels louder, more divided, harder to have simple conversations sometimes. So we default to talking about the weather. And I've been thinking about the conversations we've been having on this podcast, the stories, the guests, the journeys. They're good stories. They matter. But I'm starting to wonder if sometimes we listen and think, that's wonderful, but what does that mean for me? Because most of us are not trying to create some big dramatic reinvention. We're trying to figure out the basic things like, do I have enough? What will I do with my time? Who are my people now? And why does everything feel just a little uncertain? I think a lot of us are quietly asking questions like, where do I fit now? What do I actually want? Not what I thought I should want. Do I still have time to change something? Can I afford the life I imagined? Why is it harder to make friends now? And maybe the biggest one. Am I the only one who feels like I should have this figured out by now? And the answer to that last one, by the way, is no. I caught myself the other day thinking, if someone asked me what I'm working toward right now, what would I say? I didn't have a quick answer. Not because there isn't one, but because it's not as clear as it used to be. Not because something is wrong, but because things feel uncertain. And I think this shows up in really ordinary ways. It's not always some big life decision. Sometimes it's standing in your kitchen, thinking about what comes next, and realizing you're not quite sure what you're working toward anymore. Or looking at your calendar and wondering if this is how you want your time to look. Or even something as simple as logging into your bank account and feeling that little moment of hesitation before you click. And I think that's the part we don't talk about very much. Not the big decisions, but the quiet, everyday moments where we realize things don't feel quite as clear as they used to. I think part of what's changed is that there isn't one clear path anymore. There used to be a rhythm to life. You moved through it step by step. Even if it wasn't perfect, it was at least familiar. Now, it feels more open. Which sounds wonderful until you realize it also means you have to decide. I'll be honest, I ask myself some of these questions too. Not in a dramatic way, but in those quiet moments where you think, is this still what I want? Or what would I change if I could? But let's move on because there's, we hear about it every single day. AI. You can't open anything these days with someone without someone telling you it's going to change everything, which is not especially helpful. I've been using AI for several months now, and that's one area I can speak to. It's a tool, a powerful one, yes, but still a tool. I'll be honest, when I first started using it, I didn't quite know what to expect. Even now, I still question it. I double-check things. I don't assume it's always right, but I've also found that when I use it well, it saves me time. It helps me think things through. And sometimes it even helps me ask better questions. You don't need to master it. You don't need to panic about it. But completely ignoring it? Probably not helpful either. The real question isn't, do I understand AI? It's, can this help me with something in my life? We've been here before. The internet, mobile phone, phones. mobile phones is what I use. We learn what worked for us and ignored the rest. We'll do the same here. And the best news, you can go at your own pace. I'll be honest, I'm still figuring this out too. What I use it for, what I don't. What feels helpful, what doesn't. It's not fixed, and I think that's okay. I've also been thinking about what kind of conversations are actually helpful right now. I think we need more real life decisions, honest conversations, practical takeaways. We need the space to ask questions and hear from women who are still figuring it out, not just the ones who've already arrived, not just where someone ended up, but how they got there and what we can take from it. So you may notice a bit of a shift here. Not a big change, but maybe a deeper one. Conversations that are a little more grounded, a little more practical, and a little bit more connected to real life as it is now. Because I think that's what we need right now. I've been thinking about this, and I don't think we need more answers right now. I think we need better questions. So I'd love to ask you something. What are you trying to figure out right now? Not what you're interested in, not what sounds nice. What are you actually wrestling with? Because that's the conversation worth having. And I'd really like to hear it. Personally, I'm going to sit with this a little bit, and I may come back to it in a couple of weeks. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. You'll find them. Scroll down, keep going, way, way down. There it is. Have a great rest of week.